Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple, Apple Podcasts, on Android, Spotify, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. Get off of Twitter, particularly during election season. Just talk Heat, talk basketball with your other friends who also talk Heat and talk basketball. And with us, we also post updates there before you get them anywhere else. $2.99 per month. We got 10 channels on there now. Check out our Discord, Off the Floor. Link is right here in the description. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, including Better Edge. Use the code 5RSN. You get $20 to play. The Dolphins are favored on there for next week. I don't know what's going on there. You might want to jump on the Seahawks now while you can. Also, at Better Edge, the difference between this and the other sports books, you can find the line that you want, and you don't pay any VIGs. You're not giving away money to the house for nothing. Check it out at Better Edge. That's with an O, betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN and get $20 to play right away. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, rain bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Check the floor plan, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and the Five Reasons Sports. And today I got Sean Rochester. You can follow him at SRochesterNBA or on Instagram at Coach Rochester. Don't want to neglect that. We're going to talk about Jimmy Butler. He's 35 years old today, as we're recording this episode, maybe not when you're listening to it. And it's safe to say that he has already been among the most successful players the Heat have had at this age. Jimmy came to Miami, what is it now? We're already talking 2019, so he wasn't even 30 yet, right? I think he was just about to turn 30. And you already have two finals appearances, three conference finals appearances, some of the best playoff memories that anybody in a Heat uniform has produced. And now, of course, there's a swirl around him because he wanted a contract extension that the Heat were not inclined to give him. Now he says, or he said through people, or it has been reported that he won't sign one at this stage. And of course, because of that, there's trade rumors that are swirling from various parts, probably from some reporters and some sources who have agendas. But anyway, we've heard a lot of it recently. About possible interest from Golden State. That's from Sam Amick, who is one of the more trustworthy NBA reporters around. I've heard Houston, other teams that may get involved in this if the Heat decided to go that direction. But at this point, we don't have an indication that they're going that way now. And they're planning on Jimmy Butler being a training camp and being a contract Jimmy-like player. But Sean, I want to go to this before we sort of roll into some of the current stuff that's going on with Jimmy. I did some research on Heat players in their age 35 season or older. And I'll just, well, you know what? We'll play a little guessing game here. Who do you think has the highest scoring average in a season for a player 35 or older with the Heat?
It got to be Dwayne Wade, right?
Dwayne Wade. You want to take a guess on how much?
I would guess somewhere in the 15 to 20 range, maybe 18, somewhere in the middle.
15, exactly. 15.0. That was the 18-19 season where he played 72 games. Only started two, by the way. Heat legend Dwayne Wade was okay coming off the bench. Second, Shaquille O'Neal in the 07-08 season, which was the season where he trashed Chris Quinn and Ricky Davis and a whole bunch of other things on the way out the door as he was traded to Phoenix. That was the trade that brought them, I believe that was Sean Marion at the time, right? And then Marion was ended up flipped, and they ended up getting Jermaine O'Neal the year after that. The number three scoring season, this is just to put in perspective what happens to players when they get to this age. The number three scoring season of a player 35 or older in Heat history, Kyle Lowry, 13.4 in 21-22. Also, highest win shares of any player 35 or older in Heat history. This is a stat that some people use. Basketball Reference has its own formula on it. Kyle Lowry, 21-22. So according to Impact, the best season by a player in Heat history, age 35 or older, was Kyle Lowry's 21-22. And, of course, Greg didn't want to put him on the top 40 players in Heat history list. That's a whole other story. He went Hassan there instead of Kyle. That just, I'm still stunned by this. That's why Hassan got the Heat culture jersey, by the way, from the Heat, because he was put on our top 40 list. Now, that's not the reason, but I was surprised and kind of happy to see that. Let me give you a couple more, Sean, and then I'll get your thoughts on this. And then we'll get into sort of where Jimmy is compared to some of these players at this stage. So the fourth highest scoring average, Dwayne, that was his 17-18 season after he came over from Cleveland. That was a partial season. Lowry's 22-23. Ray Allen in 12-13, averaged 10.9, all off the bench, played 79 games. Imagine that. Player 37 years old, played 79 games. Nobody on the Heat this year got past 75. Terry Porter, who played all 50 games. That was the shortened season of 98-99. That was probably the best Heat team of that tenure. Of that period of time with Zoe and Tim, because Porter was the best backup that they had at the point guard position there. He was age 35. He played all 50 games, started one, averaged 10.5. Rod Strickland, 10.4 points in 2001-2002, where they had all those vets who came in. Then Ray Allen's 13-14 season, he averaged 9.6. And then Eddie Jones in the 06-07 season, averaged 9.5. The 11th highest scoring average of a player 35 or older for the Heat, Trevor Ariza, 9.4 in 2021. What's your immediate thoughts as I say that before we put it into where Jimmy is in his career?
So although there were a lot of names on there that at one time were stars or high-level starters, none of those guys from way down were really relied upon to be 1A, 1B type guys. And so if this Heat team is going anywhere, Jimmy needs to either be the number one or at the very minimum, like 1A, 1B type of situation. You know, you look at Kyle Lowry, you talked about the win shares. And I think, you know, we always talk about like he was never what they wanted him to be when he came. But he also was not as bad as some want to make it out to be. He had sort of a floor that he gave stability, I believe. If Jimmy is just that stable floor, that's not going to be good enough. Like he can't be like our third or fourth best player like Kyle was, and maybe not even at that level in some cases with Kyle. So it's just unprecedented, I think, is the word, that having a guy at that age, maybe beyond LeBron James, who is, you know, the outlier in a lot of cases, to be expected to lead a team with any sort of championship or extended playoff aspirations.
And there are so many other issues that stem from this, okay? Because there is the contract overhang, and the Heat are basically saying, you need to play more if we're going to pay you like this. But playing him more means you're relying on him even more. Like, if you look at some of the other players on this list, and I'm glad you mentioned that, that they were not as reliant. Okay, Dwayne's 18-19 season, literally that was a farewell season for Dwayne. Like, nobody really cared how much they won. You look back at that year, everything was Last Dance. That's all it was, okay? They, you know, how many games they won. It's one of the few seasons, I think, that really the winning, I know I'm going to get pushback on this from some inside, but like I was there for that whole year. Like, it was just, okay, we're doing the best we can. And look, Dwayne, there's Dwayne. And it was a fun season for that reason, but it was just about Dwayne. That was pretty much it. That was what he was relied upon to essentially be like, you know, not on the marquee as a player anymore, but on the marquee as an attraction. Like, this is your opportunity to come see Dwayne before he's retired. And look, he's still pretty good. Shaq in that, that 07, 08 season, like, he was like, they were done with him. He was done with them. Like, they won the championship. He had his best year in 04, 05, 05, 06. He did enough while Dwayne ascended for them to win a championship, you know, and he also did enough to help get Stan out of there. And then 06, 07, like, he was part of the team that just, that team, like, they pretty much packed it in that offseason. And then 07, 08, like, that relationship was severed, okay? And so he wasn't relied upon. Like, that team, it was sort of an understanding, like, you were kind of in transition there. And then once Dwayne got hurt and everything, you know, the whole thing went to shit. Okay, and then you look at this, like, Kyle, well, he was relied upon because of the contract, but not because he was expected to be one of your two primary players at that point. Like, it was still Jimmy and Bam, and okay, Kyle was going to be, in a lot of ways, the third guy until Tyler was ready to be the third guy. So you're right. There is no precedent for this in Heat history, but also there, the expectation is he's going to give you more than he gave you last year, at least during the regular season, so that he doesn't have to carry in the playoffs. And that seems to me, just based on history of players at this age, not just with the Heat, which has one of the best conditioning programs we know, all around the NBA, it's not likely. it's not likely that a guy gives you more at age 35 when he's counted on to be one of your top two guys.
You know, could it be that when we use the word more, we're specifying that it's more in total, not necessarily more averages? Like, I don't necessarily need him. I think he averaged 20 last year. I don't need 25 out of him. But if you take his total points, total rebounds, I want more total because he played more games. Therefore, he's going to play more minutes. Like, I think that could be the goal of this. Now, when it applies to the contract, I think both sides are justified in what they want. You know, Jimmy wants security long-term. And I think the Heat are fair to say, look, this is what you've been doing the last few years. We appreciate what you've done. We recognize your greatness. But at the same time, if we're going to lock in more years, we need to know that you can give us whatever their standard is. And you saw last year that the standard wasn't there. You know, when you talked about Shaq, I was looking really quick when you were talking that, like, 05-06 championship season, he's 33-34, even the year after the championship. He's not 35 yet. And we know it's 1 or 2 years, but, like, if you could get that Shaq-type season out of him, but you don't have, unless Dwayne's not coming back, unless Bam is going to make that superstar leap where he is, like, one of the top 5-10 players in the NBA, you just don't have enough. Like, Jimmy can't start to fade back like Shaq did while Dwayne was, you know, rising towards the top of the league. Bam is great, and I think he's going to elevate, but I don't think he's going to elevate to that level, and therefore you probably don't have enough. So it's like, like you said, you're asking Jimmy to do more, but do you have enough outside of him if he starts to regress a little bit? It's just almost like unrealistic expectations.
Well, it does seem like it. I mean, Tim Hardaway didn't make it to 35 of the Heat. He was broken down. I mean, you look at a lot of the top 10 we've talked about. Goran, I don't even know what age Goran ended up leaving the Heat. I think he would have been 33, 30. No, he came to them at 32, or he came to them a little bit before him, but I think it would have been 33, 34 at that stage. And Zoe, I mean, 34. Look, Zoe's on 34. Okay. And Zoe's on this list. Now, the 06, 07 season, which was, he played 77 games, 43 starts, because remember, Shaq missed time. And Zoe averaged 8.6 points in that season at age 36. The year before, primarily as Shaq's backup, he at age 35, he averaged 7.8. Gary Payton in the championship season was 37, averaged 7.7 points. Chris Anderson actually had the second most win shares of any player 35 or older. And that was in the 13-14 season. And so also you know, and he played the next season as well. So they've gotten contributions, and even P.J. Tucker. P.J. Tucker's one season with them was very productive at age 36. But again, we're talking about role players. Like, even at that stage, Zoe was a role player. He was Shaq's backup. You were looking for him for bursts, for energy, to change the dynamic of game, like he did in game 6 against Dallas. They have never relied upon a player this old. Never. Like, not to do the things they're expecting Jimmy to do this year. And so when we come back, I want to get into what this means with the contract situation, because I'm with you. I see both sides of this. I understand Jimmy saying, look, reward me for what I've done. Trust me on what I'll do. You haven't given me that much to work with, and look where I've gotten us. So, you know, pay me. I get it. And the Heat are like, you didn't play enough last year. As a result, we're in the play-in. We're in the play-in, you get hurt. Now you're going to be older, okay? And the history of players at your age is not that they get better when they get older. I want to get into Jimmy specifically on this, because LeBron keeps getting held up as an example of what you can do at a certain age, and I just think it's just an extreme, ridiculous example. It just is. Anyway, want to mention a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network. One of the things that Jimmy can still do when he's engaged is defend. We're going to have a new segment on our show post-game, every game this year, called Defending the House. It's going to be brought to you by The Real Estate Shop. That's by Javier Iglesias and Amanda Martin. And what do they do at The Real Estate Shop? They help buyers and sellers in real estate with an honest, approachable, and smart approach to everything, nimble and protective of their clients. They serve the entire Tri-County area. That's Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. And they've got a proven on-market strategy. The Real Estate Shop sellers earn the most money in the shortest time frame because they have a deep understanding of the local market. They're dedicated to ensuring a smooth and enjoyable home buying and home selling journey. So check them out on Instagram at the Fort Lauderdale Realtor. That's at the Fort Lauderdale Realtor. Or give them a call, Javier and Amanda, at 954-268-9812. That's 954-268-9812. Again, check him out on Instagram at the Fort Lauderdale Realtor. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's F-I-V-E. F-L-O-O-R, name of this podcast, and you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And again, the Defending the House segment, we're going to honor the best defender on the Heat or the best defensive strategy on a nightly basis. They're going to need to defend because I don't think this team is averaging 110 points this season. So that's probably going to be our lead segment when they win. Okay, Jimmy specifically. He always looks like he's in great shape, right? The workout videos, the stuff he does with Brickley, everything else. He also spends his offseason, as he should, enjoying himself, okay? he's in parts unknown all over the place until he posts the Instagram stories and everything along those lines. I believe he's dedicated to basketball. I do. I don't think this is a case where he doesn't love the game or he doesn't care about winning. He's so competitive that when he gets on the court, you believe he's going to compete. And that's why I was surprised last year in some of their biggest games, like even the early ones, like Boston, Milwaukee, like there were no shows. And it made me wonder, okay, is he just losing something or is he just not engaged at this point? Or is he stepping back or is he pouting? What is he doing? Because a lot of the games, every game we said last year, well, Jimmy's going to have a game. He didn't have a game. And that was contrary to what we saw previous seasons. Do you think, and I mentioned LeBron because, again, LeBron example is outrageous. Like, there's nobody, there's never going to be another LeBron who's doing what he's doing age 35 to 40. Never. He may do this until he's 45 or 50 if he wants to. Do you think Jimmy will put in the work to remain great at the level that they need him to be great? And I'm also putting this in the context of the Tua thing. We did a podcast on the Tua and Butler extensions. And this is totally different because this is not about not putting in the work. He just never learned how to slide and he has a concussion history and all the rest of this. But we talked about the risks, the dangers of giving a guy an extension. And those have already played out with Tua. Like everything you were concerned about, it just happened. Okay. And so I just asked this with Jimmy, what would be your concerns about giving him the extension at his age?
Well, obviously the game's played. I mean, that's the key thing I think that we all identify. But just I think as his game ages, you're starting to see him diversify, right? He shoots the three better than he did. It's still not great, but I mean, it's new. You know, when you look at the percentages, it's better. I just don't know if you expand that out and he, you know, as he ages, he can't get to the basket as much or he doesn't have that ability to use physicality to keep his body going for that long term. I just think he's going to have to adjust his game like everyone does, including LeBron has had to do this. You know, you could use him as an initiator, more as a guard per se than a forward and see how that works out. Like there's different things that he can do, but I think also the defensive side of the floor, can he continue to be elite defender, a lockdown defender, a guy that can guard multiple positions? As he starts to lose that, then what is his value when you're looking at both sides of the floor? And, you know, I'm looking at the roster and, you know, could you conceivably think that if he does come back, at some point he starts to fade behind Jaime and Jaime steps into that role and maybe their role switch. Jaime's the starter and Jimmy's the backup. But at what number does that come into? You can't right. pay a guy to be your backup, you know, sixth man essentially to Jaime Jaquez at Jimmy's not taking discounts. I think, I mean, you would know better than anyone or Greg would know better than anyone, but he's not coming back here on like a mid-level exception unless no. this thing goes absolutely sideways. I still don't think it's going to happen. So
I believe just from what I know and knowing of him now being around him for 5 years and talking, he would leave for less than take a penny less than the max from the Heat. I believe that. I know there's no hometown discount going on here at all. Okay. Because of what he's done before. I don't believe there's any chance of that happening. I just don't. Look, Dwayne, okay, at the end refused to give a hometown discount. Like not the end. It didn't end up being the end, thank God, for the Heat organization and everybody else involved. But like he ended up taking less money from the Bulls if you included the taxes and everything like that. But I mean that was a spite move. He went to Chicago as a spite move. And I was involved in that process the entire time in terms of talking to him and his thought process on it. And I think he regretted it from minute one. I was at his camp right after. Jimmy is much more prone to do a spite move than Dwayne. Okay. There's no question. So no, he's going to expect the max while he's here. And your point is right, because I think here's what they're working against right now. And he's working against right now is that his role should decline over time. It should. I mean, just naturally because of age. But A, I don't know that he'll accept that. Like, I can't see Jimmy accepting a bench role. I can't. Behind who, Hawkins and Hero? No, it's not happening. Okay, so I can't see that ever occurring. I can see him taking a lesser role in terms of involvement in the offense as a starter. We also see players kind of size up as they get older. Shane used to talk about that. So maybe I know Heat fans don't want to hear this, and you don't want to hear it because it's positional talk, but maybe he's a four going forward. Who knows, all right? I mean, he could be a stretch four if he's going to keep shooting 41% from three. But the problem is everything that needs to be done with a player of his age, everything that would be probably in his best interest, the best interest of the team, is completely diametrically opposed to giving a guy that kind of money. And that's the issue here, because he deserves it. But I completely understand the organization's perspective about not just giving it to him, because their thing will be, all right, well, we're going to try to, we're going to get you help eventually, right? Or our young players are going to pop or something. And so you're going to be asked to do less, maybe when you're playing, less carrying. But we do want you to play more as an example to the team. We want you to be more available and all of that. But we are going to take some of the burden off you. But then that's – but then, okay, but then we're also going to pay you, you know, an extreme amount of money to do less. And then how are you going to afford, when you're trying to stay under the second apron and all this, the guys to help him? And that's why they're kind of stuck. And I think to a certain degree, and that's why, you know, we're hearing the trade conversations out there in the public, even though I don't think there's anything serious at this point. But it does lead to, okay, maybe logically, if the team's not going anywhere in the first half of the season and you can get value for Jimmy Butler now, and the team that needs to get over the hump in the playoffs sees, okay, this is one of the five or six guys in the league who can help you do that when he's right, his value is never going to be higher than it is at this trade deadline.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And it's not something that I think the Heat can ignore. I mean, you have to be conscious of the fact that not just for the Jimmy situation, but also just overall for your team, it would be malpractice to not be exploring. But it's also you're essentially the face of your franchise. You know, whether it's him or Bam, like, you're essentially trading the guy that has given you a great 5-6 year window, that's a superstar, that's a max player, that, you know, has done all those things. You know, Ethan, you said earlier about, like, Jimmy's dedication to the game, and I don't think any of us doubt that he loves the game, regardless of what he does on Instagram and plays poker and travels and does all that. All these guys do that, and they're doing the work behind the scenes. Even if he's not posting videos on Instagram, doesn't mean he's not getting work in. But let's say that, you know, next summer he signs a contract, or whether he opts back in and signs a contract the following summer. You think that Jimmy signs another contract after his next one? Meaning that, does he play longer than about three more years?
See, I didn't think he would even push for an extension now, because I asked him this question flat out 2 years ago when LeBron was in town. I asked him, do you ever see yourself playing until you're 40? And he looked at me like I had three heads. I mean, he basically was like, nah, there's no way that, you know. And but I also do remember I sat down with LeBron the day before his 30th birthday in Cleveland, and for Bleacher Report, and I asked him if he would be playing until he's 40, and he didn't seem like – he said it was a goal, but he wasn't sure. He was more inclined, I think, than Jimmy. I think LeBron – here's the difference. I think LeBron, first thing, he needs the attention of the game. So I always thought he would be driven, because LeBron is driven by attention, right? And by records and by legacy and all of that, even if he doesn't say he is. So I always thought LeBron would play longer. And now he's done something to separate himself from Jordan by playing at this level at this age. This is the way he separates himself, right? For those who, I mean, winning this additional gold medal, because he can never do what Jordan did. He can't go 6-0 in the finals. It's not going to happen, okay, right? Obviously, he's got too many finals losses already. He's probably not, and now he's never going to catch, because he left Miami. If he hadn't left Miami, he probably would have eclipsed the six championships, but he did leave Miami, so he's never going to get that either. Certainly not in the situation he's in. So this is how he separates himself, and this is all, and that attention matters to him. Okay, I don't think the attention and plus playing builds all of LeBron's other interests. Now for Jimmy, it has too, because he's got the coffee business, he's got other things he's gotten involved in because of what he's done as a basketball player. Last year, he had like 11 sponsorships. Okay, he was all over the place, but I don't think he needs it the way LeBron needs it. He doesn't need the ego gratification that LeBron needs. They're very different in that way. he needs the competition, but he gets that playing dominoes. He gets that doing other things. So no, I don't. I think that that's why this contract matters, because I do think this is his last contract of significance and probably his last contract period. Jimmy's not, I don't think, at age 39 signing on a mid-level exception anywhere. It's just not happening. So this is the score, right? If you're the Heat, what you're counting on is motivated Jimmy to get that score, right? That's it. Doesn't matter if he's not, if he and the team are not communicating the best way. Doesn't, on the court, he's going to lay it on the line because he wants his money. And I get that. That's totally reasonable. Player has to have a motivation, one thing or another. Okay. Competition, winning, money, whatever it is. And he has all of it. But I do think we've hit at what is the major conundrum with this team this season and going forward, and why I do think they need to pick a direction eventually here. Okay. At some point during this season, not after, during. Because they need him to be, they need to find ways that he can do less, but they're asking him in some ways to do more, and he's asking to be paid for doing it at the highest level he's ever done it at in Miami, which is not likely based on age, based on the way he was trending last year. It's a tough situation. It's not an easy one, and I'll go back to this. How old, you remember how old Dwayne was when they refused to give him the lifetime contract? 34 and a half.
Yeah, right around the name. And the other thing, looking at history of this, how many of these things end in a beautiful sunshine and rainbows? It just doesn't. As good as this organization is, and you can look around the league, it's just hard to keep those guys happy at that level, at that payment level, for that long.
Who has it ended well with the Heat for? The only one is Dwayne. The ones Dwayne and Zoe, but that's because both cases there were second chances, right?
Yeah, I was going to say Zoe left. You know, the whole in the middle of Zoe's summer groove, whatever that year was, and you know, like
crashing the Arisons at a press conference. I was there after they gave him the jet to fly back to see the birth of his child. Remember all that? And that was. And then he ended up with New Jersey, Toronto, fights with Kenyon Martin. People don't remember any of this. And then came back and accepted a role. You know, we don't talk about that enough. And I don't want to make this a pile on guys who refuse to come off the bench episode. But it's not just Dwayne and Goran who came off the bench for this organization, or Gary Payton, or others, or Ray Allen, right? Alonzo Mourning did it too. He came back to be Shaq's backup. And that ended well as a result of it. Dwayne came back off the bench. It ended well. The only one is UD, where there was no issue. And it's not the Heat. This is not specific to the Heat. This is just how it works in the NBA. Like you said, it never ends well, because a player always wants to be valued at what they produced before, and the organization has to look at what they're going to produce going forward. With UD, it was different because they weren't expecting the production on the court anymore. They were just expecting the professionalism and the example and the leadership off the court, and they knew UD not only could provide that, but could provide it in even greater depth as he got older, because he had all these experiences and he could relate to the young players because they were bringing in undrafteds. So they had his story and all of that. And that worked out perfectly. Okay. And so you get this, you know, fairy tale story of a guy playing 20 years for one organization. But the others, nobody on the big three left happy. I'm talking about that team. Nobody. Bosch was unhappy. That's, again, that was not the organization's fault. They did the right thing. Dwayne was unhappy the first time. LeBron was unhappy. Mike Miller was amnestied. Chris Anderson was unhappy. Mario Chalmers was unhappy. They were all unhappy when they left. I mean, no, these things don't – they just don't end well. You know, and even Goran, like, they traded him for Lowry, you know, and he wanted to stay. So what I'm getting at is happy birthday, Jimmy Butler. First thing, third best player in Miami Heat history, according to me. According to you, you had him, what, seventh, because he hasn't won a title?
Yeah.
Seventh. It's been a great run regardless. The thing is, they needed to keep running. And if he has a high-level season, then he's done something that nobody at his age in Heat history has ever done. Because when you say that Kyle Lowry had the most win shares of any player at age 35 or older – and people were still looking to get rid of Kyle, You know, that tells you just about everything. All right. Thank you to Sean. Appreciate it. Thanks to our sponsors, The Real Estate Shop. You can also check them out at The Real Estate Shop. That's with an E at the end, TheRealEstateShopFL.com. Better Edge, use the code 5RSN. We always remind you, Prize Picks, use the code 5FIVE. Get in your Skylar Thompson props.
Thank you for listening to The 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.